The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Here, ladies and gentlemen, so guess what? Just go vote, and let's say the politicking for tomorrow. How about that?
Do you want people to vote even if they haven't really done their homework and know what they're voting on? Go ahead and vote anyway. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I would hope we are sending informed voters, and I would venture to say that the vast majority of this audience is in fact an informed voter.
Oh, but this audience, yes, absolutely, yes,
exactly. So that's what I'm speaking to now.
Oh.
Our fine audience, who's probably already voted. We're going to find out later on today on the program how many people have voted already, both in North Dakota and in Minnesota. The Secretary of State of both Al Jagger in North Dakota, Mark Ritchie in Minnesota, will join us to talk about absentee voting, early voting, and, you know, kind of an idea of what the polls look like so far this morning.
I forgot to get my little I voted sticker. Does that mean I didn't actually vote?
No.
Are you going to go back and grab one?
Yeah, I voted earlier. Can I just get a sticker?
Exactly. Anyway, so we're going to hear from the two secretaries of state today on the program. We're also going to talk about deer hunting. It's the deer gun opener this weekend. That is as close to a sacred family tradition as about anything in the way of holidays.
That's measured two on next ballot, by the way. The measure one on the next ballot will be that they can actually open the polling place because it's cold outside. Even though they can't let you vote yet, they can at least open it before 7 o'clock. And then measure two will be making Deer Gun Day a state holiday.
Holiday, yeah, I'd be for that. Anyway, Jeb Williams, the new chief of the Wildlife Division of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, will preview the deer hunting opener this weekend. And we'll get an update on how pheasant hunting's gone so far. Hearing a lot of good reports there. Anxious to talk to the folks from Game and Fish. We'll be here to take your phone calls today on the program. Brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. That's right. And we're going to hear from Dale, a farmer from Page, a little later on for his thoughts on being an informed voter. Speaking of Todd's call to make sure that we're sending informed voters to the polls. In the meantime, tell me what's on your mind. All right, and do me this favor. Let's not say vote this way or that way for measure this, that, or the other. Let's not say I'm for this candidate or that candidate. I realize there's still some ads that are out there. There's still some things going on. But we like to respect your space, your voting day space here on this program, and are going to just, you know, look, we've had months and months and months of discussion leading up to this day. Today we'll give you a little election-related piece. And allow you just to go vote. Tomorrow we'll analyze it. We'll talk to the winners and the losers, and we'll dig into all the races and try and sort out what it means. But today, we're going to pretty much go election-free, okay? Other than the X's and O's of encouraging you to vote, seeing how the numbers are looking with the two secretaries of state. But as far as electioneering or advocating, let's save it, shall we? Let's talk about the Minnesota Twins and a brand new skipper, Paul Molitor.
Yeah.
I think that's a great hire. I really do. Paul Molitor is, of course, he's a Minnesotan. I kind of like that. You know, he's got Minnesota roots. You know, obviously a legendary career, rock solid, stats.
Does it matter what the Star Tribune brought up about 80s drug use?
No, it's the Star Tribune.
Right, that's why I said. Certainly.
Yeah, it's why it doesn't matter, because it is the Star Tribune.
I got it.
So we could talk about Paul Molitor. 3-year contract as the Twins manager. Is he the right pick? You fired up about that?
Well, that's a longer contract than you got, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So let us know what you think of the Twins' new skipper, if that's a good deal. There is a news report out there that there's a plea deal in the works that could end the Adrian Peterson case. Then what? If he does some sort of plea deal and gets off easy, do you want him back as a Minnesota Viking?
How will the NFL react?
And you thought...
Because he gets a plea deal from the legal system doesn't mean the NFL follows that, Lee. The NFL could still take a hard line.
Yeah. And you thought the controversial issues were going to go away with Election Day arriving. Hardly, folks. Twins pick for new skipper. Plea deal in the Adrian Peterson case. Couple of things on our mind. What is on yours? Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Have at it, folks, and tell us what's on your mind today on the program we call What's on Your Mind for a very important reason. We want to know. Let's go to Kurt in Washburn, listening on 550 KFIRE. Hey, Kurt, what's on your mind?
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Barrel of oil is just barely above $77 a barrel. Why are we still paying $3.29 a gallon and Bismarck and steel is paying $3.19 a gallon?
I saw a sign at Mills Fleet Farm on I-29 just south of Fargo over the weekend for $2.93. $2.93. I almost took a picture of that sucker and put it up just to start a food fight all across North Dakota.
Go ahead.
Well, to answer your question, Kurt, gas is always more in Bismarck than it is in Fargo. And overall, the price of gas has obviously come down with the price of oil coming down. But in my mind, it will never come down in Bismarck as much as it's going to come down in Fargo for a very simple reason. There's more competition in Fargo. More competition for the wholesale gasoline market. Two pipelines for the retailers to pick from. And there's a couple of aggressive folks on the retail side, like Mills Fleet Farm, like Flying J, like Love's, that drives that price down.
Isn't Flying J now?
It's becoming one. I don't know if they've really done the conversion just yet, but it's in that process.
Well, and that may help. That may help. Flying J, I know, has made the Grand Forks market more competitive. They bought the Big Sioux Truck Stop a couple of years ago. And so that market also is competitive. But, I know a lot of people see a ghost when it comes to the differences in gas prices in Bismarck and Fargo. I think it's just it proves out the age-old supply and demand model, and it starts at the wholesale level. The two pipelines there help. There's more than one source for folks to get gasoline that sell gasoline. So that makes a big difference, Kurt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but I still think it's pretty sad that we have to pay more than the other cities like that. It's price dodging, if you ask me. But then again, what do I know? I'm just part-time.
Well, we asked Governor Dalrymple about that. Actually, one of our listeners did not long ago, and he said he's been getting that question since he was a freshman legislator. Which was a whole lot of years ago.
Since a freshman in high school.
Yeah, pretty much. I think the answer is Kurt's Gas. Kurt's Gas needs to open up somewhere, move from Washburn to Bismarck, open up a gas station and get competitive. There you go.
Right. Well, Gene Grainer brings up a point, too, that the people who are between the refineries always end up paying less than the people that are by the refineries, so.
And in the case of Bismarck retailers, they have one person. They have one choice,
right,
for wholesale gas. It is the refinery. Randy, traveling the interstate, listening to 550 KFIRE. What's on your mind, Randy?
Yeah, I just wanted to throw a couple of my 2 cents in about the gas price too. I just came through center yesterday, and it's 3:16, and it's 3:29 in Bismarck. I'll figure that one out.
Exactly right. A lot of folks say that same thing about steel. How is it in steel or...
And Center's off the beaten path. I was up in Pula and Hazen's 3:19. I mean, there's something really wrong here.
Again, I say it's where you buy the gas, what the price you pay for gas. What do you think? What do you think's going on, Randy? What's your theory behind it?
Yeah, it's a conspiracy. They're all the gas station owners in Bismarck, they're all sleeping together, so...
Well, gas is one of those things where, you don't see the price of bread on a sign out front of a supermarket, right?
Generally not.
No. And, nor do you very often see the price of a hamburger at the majority of restaurants that serve a hamburger. Gas,
right.
Everybody puts it right out there. And obviously, depending on the market, people decide, how aggressive they want to go. Obviously, Fargo, you have a lot of retailers that say, look, we're going to get gas down to the price we pay for it or barely above it, sometimes even a loss. And we've talked to retailers who take losses regularly on the price of gas.
Sure, because if you buy any one item inside, they've more than made up for it.
And they've decided to go that route, whereas the Bismarck retailers don't want to do that.
I doubt that the gas station in Center is taking a loss at 316. I don't know. It's a possibility, but I doubt it.
Yeah, and where did they buy it? And for how much did they buy it? Might be another question for them. Appreciate the call, Randy. Maren Wilton, what's on your mind?
I really have to question that philosophy about the pipeline thing, because when I head home to visit family, I routinely stop in Harvey to fill up my tank, and there's a fair amount of time that they are cheaper than Bismarck.
Well, I don't doubt that. I know when I go to the in-laws in Enderlin, they're always cheaper than Bismarck, and I kind of wonder how in the world that is.
But. Yeah. I mean, it's generally higher in Bismarck than elsewhere, but I'm saying a lot of people compare it to Fargo, where it's always lower. As I say, one retailer right now at $2.93.
But they're halfway between refineries, though, too, so back to Gene Grainer's point.
And two pipelines.
Yeah. Right.
Thanks, Mar. Appreciate the call. Lynn and Bismarck next, and others waiting at 800-228-0550. Give us your theories. Let's have it. What's on your mind?
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's that time of year, a season of falling temperatures, snow-covered peaks, and blanket of white. But with the vibrant colors and latest styles of great brands like the North Face, Patagonia, Burton, Spyder, and Obermeyer, winter fashion is a wonderland. And you'll find all this season's best looks waiting for you at Scheels. So let it snow.
Scheels, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Emails. Hey, tell that caller Kurt if he wants to lower gas prices in Bismarck, he'll start his own operation that sells gasoline and keep the price low. I believe that was my advice for Kurt as well. It's one angle. It certainly is. Facebook question on Paul Molitor. Good hire? How'd the Twins do? Anastasia says the best. Larry says the best if he can manage as well as he hits. Leonard says, great hire. Pauline says, I think it's great news. A great man, player, and I'm sure will be a great manager. John says, Tom Kelly hired at the end of the 86 season. Twins go to the series in 87. Ron Gardenhire hired before the 02 season. Twins go to the ALCS. Start printing up those playoff tickets.
Like that thinking.
Yeah, John's excited. Patrick says, interesting. Mike wants to throw a little cold water on all this rah-rah monitor stuff. Mike says, at age 59, if he was managerial material, he would have had a job years ago. I love Molitor. Great player, great guy, but I don't think he was the right move at this point for the Twins. Should have hired someone outside the organization with a new, fresh perspective and philosophy.
Like who?
I don't know. He doesn't say. But anyway, we asked, and you answered. One of those on Facebook, welcome. 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. John, Turtle Lake, listening on 910 KCJB. What's on your mind?
Oh, just a little comment on your gas prices. The last time I was in Fargo and pulled into Fleet Farm for their low-priced gas, I found out that the low-priced gas was 2 points less octane, which was 85 at the time, and the 87 and 89 octane were basically the same price we're paying over here. It's just that you get cheaper gas and you don't get any mileage out of it. Just an idea. Thanks.
Yeah, sure, John. Appreciate the call. Thanks. Chris in Bismarck, listening on 550K Fire. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just wondering, is it illegal in North Dakota to be advertising on Election Day?
For the it is not. It used to be, but that law was challenged and then overturned. Actually, Gary Emanuth, the former Republican Party chairman in North Dakota, challenged that law on behalf of a national group that advocated on behalf of free speech rights, that it was unconstitutional, and that went to court and won, so it's no longer against the law.
I see. As far as gas prices go, I think Fargo, they get lower gas prices because of the pipeline that comes from the Tesoro plant here. Is that not correct?
Well, there's two pipelines.
Yeah.
If you sell gas in Fargo, you have two options on the wholesale side, which is pretty, you know, unique, and that helps.
Yeah. I hear that all the time here in town. We got our own refinery, and what people don't realize is that refinery is actually owned by Minneapolis, not our refinery.
Well, it's owned by Tesoro, right? But it's also
they built it to provide gas for Minneapolis. I used to haul fuel for a while out of Tesoro, and that was one of my main questions when I first started going in there: is why do we pay more for gas when we have this refinery here? And the consensus, I guess, among drivers and the people that worked there was the Tesoro plant was actually built to provide gas for Minneapolis and the Minneapolis surrounding area. And because the pipeline comes from here to Minneapolis, goes through Fargo, and the other one, I believe if it comes out of Canada or something like that, that's why they have a little bit more competition as far as gas prices go. We only have one option. What we're really doing is actually buying fuel from Tesoro, but it's no different than buying it from Minneapolis. We're actually paying a markup here just to deliver it from that refinery to here, so we automatically.
And yet they have a refinery in Rosemont. Isn't that ironic?
Well, again, yeah. I don't think you don't build a gasoline refinery in North Dakota to serve the North Dakota market. It's just not big enough. So, you know, it's obviously. But I think the bigger issue on the price is that it's for at the wholesale level, it's one choice. Whereas in Fargo, there's two choices. That makes a difference. And you have a very competitive market there that says we're going to be at or below cost. And again, we've talked to retailers because every time this comes up, we ask. We, you know, try and get to the bottom of it. But it is sort of that age-old supply and demand question. Appreciate your call. Thanks. Leanne in Minot, what's on your mind?
Hi. I'm wondering, I will not be able to watch or listen to the program tomorrow, but I want you to talk to Mr. Kramer about an article in our Sunday paper about the post office headquarters has opted to eliminate the Minot post office as a processing center. They say this will save enormous amounts of money and create efficiency within their network by moving the processing presently accomplished in Minot to Bismarck. And the article goes on and on and on. But basically, it's going to delay the mail as far as people making loan payments and that kind of stuff. And I just don't understand how this can be going on when we're so busy and we're growing by leaps and bounds and we're main post office for the western part of the state. and I wish he would check into it and try to do something about it. And when I left Fargo a week ago Sunday, the gas was $2.98. When I got to Minot Sunday night, it was $3.29. Minot is always higher than any place else. That's all I have to say, and please ask Mr. Kramer to look into this.
We are jotting it down as we speak, Leanne, and we'll add it to our questions at our Talk Radio Town Hall tomorrow for Congressman Kevin Kramer, okay?
And I think everybody in Minot needs to write a letter to the address that's in Sunday's paper to the Postmaster General.
All right, Leanne, thanks for the heads up on the story. Appreciate it. Johnny, driving, listening to 550 KFIRE, what's on your mind?
I just had a quick question, and it has to do with the gas price being higher in Bismarck. Is it possible, or maybe you know, do we here in Bismarck have a local or a city tax or a county tax that the rest of the state doesn't pay?
No.
Okay. That's my question. Thanks a lot.
No, it's not. That's, you know, again, it's the cost that they're paying when they buy it. It's what they decide to charge. You know, I think where some people go, in my view, into a conspiracy theory that doesn't exist is somehow say that, oh, it's rigged. Again, when everybody puts the price they're charging for the product on the sign, you don't have to get in a smoke-filled room and decide, you know, okay, I'm going to charge this or you charge that. You know, I think that's sort of...
Okay, I'm not saying they collude, but just fundamental collusion. You have the smoke-filled room, perhaps, although I don't know where that room would be that it would be legal to have it smoke-filled. you decide together, okay, we're going to set the price at X, and then it's there.
It's, you know, again, the amount of people that are selling gas in Bismarck Mandan, they know what each other is charging, and, you know, nobody comes in and disrupts that market as they do in some other markets. So where the consumer benefits more. John and Grand Force on AM 1100, The Flag. What's on your mind today, John?
Oh, yeah. Gas prices, let's see. $4 a gallon, $2.50 a gallon, it still hurts. The last time I quit worrying about gas was when gas went to 45 cents a gallon, I panicked, got rid of my SS396 Chevelle, and I bought a brand new 1974 Vega. Now, that was a stupid idea. That's like being stupid twice. In our
what is the price of gas right now in Grand Forks?
You know, I don't know. I need to get somewhere, and I just buy it. I have no idea.
All right. Monty, what's your theory? Got a few seconds for you. Monty and Bismarck, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, how's your math this morning?
Well,
we're talking
I was told there would not be any math. We leave the math to Todd around here.
It's so good that I can tell we don't have enough time to get your question in.
Yeah, that math is good. In trouble here. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Hang on, Monty.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey friends, it's Scott Hennepin from the What's on Your Mind program, and you know, I'm all across the state of North Dakota traveling for What's on Your Mind, and whenever I head out, I fill up at PetroServe USA. Those are the folks that connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. I love the 4-for-4 special every day, all day, your choice. 2 cookies, start with that, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, and a 20-ounce drink or a coffee. 4 items, $4 at PetroServe USA locations. It's a great deal. They also have the Deli Express sandwiches. Great deal on those now. $2.99 to $3.59 Deli Express. Double XL charbroil with cheese, the Deli Express Double XL chicken with cheese, or the Deli Express barbecue rib. They're fantastic. Gardettos are $1.29 all month long. Swisher Sweets Gold Sticks are $1 off each pouch. The Barrel of Fun Chips, a 10-ounce bag, $1.99. And the Old Trapper Beef Jerky, 3 1/4-ounce packages, just $2.99. At a PetroServe USA location near you, helping America fuel better. Head to PetroServe USA and tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. While my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Monty, I want to know how our math was before the break, so we're going to check in with Monty here. And speaking of math, we'll bring the real math experts in, the secretaries of state of North Dakota and Minnesota, as we'll find out how many folks have voted heading into Election Day and then any early reports on how Election Day is going so far in both North Dakota and Minnesota today on the program. Brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. By the way, some great benefits, including savings on trips. About a month from now, my wife and I will be heading to New York with lots of farmers and ranchers from North Dakota. Looking forward to that. But to car purchases, cell phone plans, hotel stays, membership has its benefits. $50 a year for your family to join the Farm Bureau, and you'll pay for that with your first vehicle purchase. And all kinds of other great savings. Check it out at ndfb.org under benefits. Okay, Monty, we're not the math experts, but what was your question?
We're always talking a 30-cent difference between here and Fargo. And these tankers, they haul, give or take 10,000 gallons at a pop. So we're talking like $3,000 difference per load to come here to Bismarck. It's only 200 miles over to Fargo, and if you do the math, that comes up to $15 a loaded mile. I mean, I know Fargo is, you're always talking that they're barely making any money or anything, but that still seems a little ridiculous. I mean, as far as being able to truck it back here to Bismarck, that just seems real extreme to me.
Yeah, again, it's an aggressive market in Fargo. They choose to choose less. They're able to buy because there's two sources at the wholesale side from others. That helps a little bit. But the retailers we've talked to in Fargo, every time this comes up, to say, hey, it's brutal. It's brutal, and often they're selling at or below cost and making it up other ways. Obviously, Bismarck does not have that aggressive a market and ticks people off. I think some people think, they're gouging you in Bismarck, and they're giving you a fair shake in Fargo. The retailers would tell you it doesn't work like that. But I hear you on the math. That's not making up the difference. I think it's more just the competitive nature of the Fargo market versus the others. Myself, Monty. At least that's what the experts say. We're just a couple of radio guys getting you answers here. Al Jager is the Secretary of State of North Dakota. He joins us first. Mark Ritchie, the Secretary of State of Minnesota, will join us in a moment. Al, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Scott.
So crunch some numbers for us here. What do you make of the 2014 election voting numbers so far? They average, they above average, below average? How many people have voted, and what can we tell from what all these measures and candidate debates have brought out in the way of voters?
Well, right now, as of last night, which was our last update, we had a little over 83,000 people that had already voted. That compares to 2 years ago when everything was said and done. We had about 137,000 people that voted early. In that election, about 42% of the people had voted early. And we won't know, what the exact numbers will be, because absentee ballots can still arrive, because if they were postmarked yesterday, they'll be counted. And then also any early voting centers that were open today, yesterday, those numbers will be updated during the course of today.
And by the way, down from 2 years ago, not necessarily unusual, because more people vote in a general election when there's a presidential question than do in midterms, right? So that's pretty much the norm.
Well, right, because 4 years ago there was approximately 241,000 people that voted, and 2 years ago there was approximately 326,000 people that voted. So our turnout in the presidential cycle is usually up in the 60% range. So far in the off-presidential cycle, it's hovered a little bit below 50%. But in this particular election, I suspect that the interest in the measures will be driving turnout.
So how do the early voters, absentee and early voters prior to Election Day numbers compare to the last midterm?
We didn't have statistics 4 years ago for that, so I cannot do a comparison on that in terms of, you know, how many people that, you know, may have voted early in that election. Our systems didn't allow for that at that time. So 2 years ago is the first that we can do the comparison.
And of the early voters, how many are absentee voters that ask for the absentee ballot versus take advantage of early polling where it exists?
Right now, that would be around 72,000 people, and our numbers show that at the early voting centers, 19,460, according to the last update. And again, there are some centers that were open yesterday, so I suspect that that number will be higher when the reports are compiled today.
Do you like early voting?
Well, it certainly gives a lot of options to voters, and the feedback that I have received is people like it, particularly in those areas, the seven counties that have early voting centers. They like going, it's just like going to vote today on Election Day. They're able to go. There's the normal election board, they go through the normal process just like they do on Election Day, and I think there are people that do like that.
And so tonight when the polls close, do you take those absentee votes and those early votes and put them in as the various precincts report then, and how do the numbers all get added together?
Right. What happens is that the absentee ballots in many of the counties are taken to the polls, and the election board will count them, and then they'll put those ballots into the, well, they don't count them, they unseal the envelopes, and then they insert the ballots into the scanners, and then after that's completed and after the election process is completed, then the scanners will be tabulated, and then those numbers will be submitted electronically to our office, and that will immediately update our election results page. In some of the counties where they have a large number of absentee voter ballots coming in, they actually set up an absentee voters precinct, I should say an election board, and so that what that election board can do is during the course of the day they can begin opening the envelopes, separating them from the transmittal envelope, and have them ready so that they can be inserted into the a scanner that's devoted to that, and then tonight after the polls close, then those tabulations will be made off of those scanners.
What kind of regulation is there of the scanners, of the machines? We've heard, as we often do at election time, you know, some stories about, hey, I voted one way, but I put my vote somewhere else. And some folks say it's a calibration problem. But do you have confidence in the electronic voting machines?
Well, yes, we do, because there's a couple of different things that are are done. First of all, before the election, there are test runs made, and after those test runs are made, they actually make up ballots. They know what they've marked on the ballots, and then they're able to compare it after the test run is completed, and then the machines are sealed. And then after the election, there is a post audit that is done, and so again, there's a run made to make sure that there was nothing that changed between the time the test was run and afterwards. And so there are precautions in place. What we have here in North Dakota, the system where you have paper ballots and use of the scanners, they have proven to be very reliable. And so I have every confidence that they're going to be doing just fine.
Jeff in Bismarck has a question on voting. Go ahead, Jeff. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was just thinking here about with all these school shootings that we have across our country, and then when we have our voting at these polls at these schools with all these children there, are we opening up a can of worms of some type for something bad to happen?
Well, I would suspect that any polling location that you might have, wherever it might be located, whether it be in schools or any other place, something could potentially happen.
I recall not long ago there was actually a change in one of the polling places. I think it was in Fargo at a school for that reason, just that it was hard to maintain the security policy of the school on election day with so much traffic in and out of there, and they chose to change locations for that reason. Is that a local county and city decision on where the polling places are now?
Yes, it is a county decision. Yes, the Fargo school system has, I believe, still maintains a position that they've taken a few election cycles that they would rather not have polling locations within their school system. On the other hand, here in Bismarck and Burleigh County, we have a number of polling locations that are located in schools. And, you know, there's a part of me that thinks that that's a good example of the students seeing people come and vote, you know, but, you know, that is a county decision as to where the locations can be, where the polling locations can be. And another factor that enters in is that the polling location needs to be accessible. And so sometimes that dictates where the polling location will be. If it isn't accessible for people that have, you know, the need of wheelchairs or, you know, other type of things. And so that also factors into the location that's selected.
Appreciate the call, Jeff. Thanks a bunch. Final moments here with Al Jaeger, the Secretary of State for North Dakota on Election Day. What point do you expect to have all the results from all across North Dakota tallied and have the final results, Al?
Well, it depends. Sometimes we've gone, past midnight because of something that may have happened in a local area. One thing that we will not do, we will not be posting any results until we know that all of the polling locations throughout the state are closed. And so that accounts for Mountain Time, Central Time. Here in Bismarck, I believe the polls close at 7. I think in Cass County, they close at 8. Out in the Mountain Time Zone, I believe most of them close by 7. And so that, of course, is 8 Central Time. So you will not see any results on our election results page until after 8 o'clock tonight. But I would suspect that by, 10, 10:30, 11, we'll be having a pretty large number that will be coming in as far as results. And the exceptions, after 11:30, there will only be a handful of precincts that in counties that still will be reporting based on past history.
Proving that North Dakota works better than Minnesota, Al Jaeger on as promised. Mark Ritchie, we can't find him. We need to get him a new watch. Hope he counts votes better than he watches time. But anyway, Al, thanks for the update. Appreciate the time today. More coming up, your calls, and we continue on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
From
financial managers of family farms to principal operators, women play an important role in the success of American agriculture. That is why the North Dakota Soybean Council is looking for soybean farmers from diverse backgrounds to get involved with the United Soybean Board and the North Dakota Soybean Council Board. As a director on these boards, you can help determine how your checkoff dollars are invested, influence the direction of our industry, increase your industry knowledge, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry on a state and national level. And your service will be supported with training and mentoring. Grow your impact as a soybean leader and get involved today. For more information about the election process and expectations of service, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Senex and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle, Senex on the truck bypass, Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
The great thing about snowboarding is the adventure. All day long, you're finding different ways of doing different things, and it's never the same. Snowboarding has been really fun and really rewarding for me, and I want it to be fun and rewarding for my customers as well. I'm Lindsay McKinstry, and I'm one of the snowboard experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This is What's on Your Mind from the studios of 550 K-Fire, Bismarck, Mandan, KCJB, and Minot. The Flag family of stations, AM 1100, The Flag, Fargo, Moorhead, Grand Forks, AM 1090, KTGO, Boomer into the Bakken, and KLTC in Dickinson. Brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and we want to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Dale, a farmer from Page, shares his thoughts on the importance of being an informed voter.
Agriculture is an important part of the economy, but as our farm population dwindles and the misunderstanding about why we do what we do grows, I understand how important it is for me to learn about the candidates and issues and be an informed voter. We can have a say in our future by being informed and voting. A lot of places in the world don't have this opportunity. It is hard to be properly informed by just the contradictory ads out there. We must dig deeper, weigh the information carefully, and determine what is best for the future of agriculture and North Dakota. That's how a person can make a difference.
All right. Thank you very much, Dale. Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org. The North Dakota Farm Bureau bringing ag home. All right. Mark Ritchie still able? All right. Get him a new watch. No, Ritchie. All right. Let's go up to West Hope, North Dakota. I bet Bob can tell us what the price of gas is in West Hope.
Darn right I can. $3.19 in my West Hope, Cirrus, North Dakota, and Botno, North Dakota. And mine, it sits at $3.29. This West Hope's been like this for about over 3 weeks now. And I think probably next week they're going to drop down to the $3.13. We're thinking about that.
Where do you buy your gas most often? Right there in West Hope, since you save a dime, Bob?
Well, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about scheduling my trips to Minot back and forth anymore. Even though I have to go down there about three times a week, but I don't gas up down there. I do it up here.
Why is it cheaper in West Hope than it is in Minot?
I don't know. We got a good manager at the Farmers Union here.
Treating you right.
Yeah. One other thing, too, I was kind of wishing I'd have got on there with Al Jager about the voting. You know how big Botno County is. I mean, that stretches across pretty good. Lots of acres, mileage, stuff. But there's only, the way I understand it, there's only three places to vote there in this county. Lansford, West Hope, and Botno. Now, who decides where people, why do they have to cut it down to that many places? I figured.
Yeah, you know, he would be a better one to answer that. My guess is it's county by county, though, Bob, so I'd talk to your county auditor. It's probably a cost issue. You know, how many do you do? But it is my understanding those decisions made at the county level. We also asked him specifically about polling places. He said that was at the county level, too, which leads me to believe that's the answer we'd get. Appreciate the call. Good to hear from you. Glenn Ullin is where Lyle is listening on 550 KFIRE. What's on your mind, Lyle?
Yeah, concerning the gas prices, like in Bismarck, it is nothing less than price fixing. If you've got a gas station that you built 30 years ago, you don't have near the overhead of the guy that built one last week. And what happens is, Tesoro tells you, if you don't put the price where we want it, you're not getting gas from us, period. So they can't make it.
All right. Another theory. We call it What's on Your Mind for a reason. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Ready for that off-air call, or should I go to this next one, Tom? While you're getting
that. I come over to Stanley to vote against Ryan Taylor and against Measure 5. But I got kind of a weird question here, why it is that these out-of-state people are voting. I see license plates from Idaho, Minnesota, Michigan, all lined up ready to stand in line and vote. They brought their utility bills and stuff like this. But North Dakota has a law that says if they're in a state within 90 days, they have to have their vehicle changed over, I think it is. Maybe I'm mistaken, maybe it's their driver's license. But they have to have them both changed over. So basically, we're letting out-of-state people or illegals vote. Maybe we can ask some of these congressmen on what's going on with that.
All right, that's an off-air call. First of all, it's 30 days. You have to be a resident of North Dakota 30 days and have a driver's license to vote. The utility bill will not work. I've seen nothing that suggests that the license is tied to that, and you could be a North Dakota driver and a North Dakota resident driving a company rig with a different license. So that wouldn't necessarily mean that. Obviously, there is a time frame, and I don't remember the time frame in residency. In other words, if you own a vehicle and you move from Montana to North Dakota, what the time frame is to change your license, but that's not connected to your vote. But those folks that are voting would need to show a North Dakota ID in order to vote. Monty and Bismarck listening on 550 KFIRE, what's on your mind?
Yeah, the gas prices go off of the price of that you buy the barrel of oil at, right?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, ultimately, not immediately, but ultimately, price of oil comes down. That's why the price of gas has come down.
Right. So you have all this drilling that's going up in Williston and everything, but you have the oil companies saying that they're going to quit drilling for oil because if the price of gas goes down, you know, it's no longer plausible to drill because it's no longer profitable for them.
Well, they aren't saying that, but they are saying, obviously, it's being watched very closely. No question about that. That's one of those conundrums when you have the price of gas coming down, a good thing. The price of oil coming down, not necessarily a good thing with economic vitality. We need to break here. Up against the clock. Sorry, Monty. We're going to talk the deer opener when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
58-0550.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here. And I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and Three Square Meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.